give us another speak.
Another speak.
Oh, that was too much.
The hell? Why are you turning me up so loud?
What I wasn't. I was just fixing your gain a little so you weren't all muffled, motherfucker.
My gainer?
Yeah. You ready?
My gay nerds.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Loud Neighbors Podcast. My first hello was not into the microphone. You could tell. My name is Trevor. I'm here with Colin. It's been 3 weeks.
Has been a while.
3 weeks.
Things happen.
Colin, I was trying really hard to just not get him to come over and record this week. I was like, hey, Colin, instead of recording this week, let's just never record again.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
And he's like, no, let's record this week. I'm like, why? Neither of us have... It's been 3 weeks, and I bet neither of us have anything to say. Thank you for listening to the Loud Neighbors Podcast. We're done. Hi, Colin. How you been?
I've been all right.
We got to at least read an email, so... We got an email.
What?
Like 3 weeks ago, we got an email.
Of course. Of course it was. Well, yeah. We didn't get any of the previous five.
Yeah. Well, the week we didn't record, I got a message saying, hey, I sent you an email. And then we haven't recorded since. I was like, well, we quit doing the show. We don't do it anymore, I told him. Yeah. So thanks for writing into the show after we stopped doing it.
We still do it. It's fine. It's fine. We still do it.
What's up? Whatever. How you been? What's new?
I think I'm getting seasonal depression.
Welcome to my fucking world, buddy.
It's not that I dislike fall. I like this weather.
Yeah.
But I know what's coming.
Yeah.
And I don't like it.
That's fair.
I don't want it.
No.
Fuck winter. Winter's stupid.
I agree.
Anybody who likes winter needs to be beat in the face with a face beating stick. I don't know.
I support all of this, even though it was kind of meandering.
Yeah.
Nonsense. Sure. I'm on board 100%.
Perfect.
Because fuck winter.
Yeah, it's fucking terrible.
We should move somewhere warm.
Fuck. I don't even care if it's warm. I just want the weather. See, you know what my problem is? California is a shithole of a state.
Yes.
Because it has perfect weather.
Yes.
In many parts of it.
Right.
But you don't want to. You can't afford to live there for one, and you don't want to because
Definitely homeless
people are going to shit all over you.
Yeah, they're going to shit all over the sidewalk because it's nice.
No, they shit all over you.
But it's because it's nice out all the time.
No,
they don't need a house, so all the homeless go there. If I was homeless, I'd definitely.
The sidewalk is already covered with shit,
You're
not, so they have to shit on you.
They have to shit directly on. They don't.
Like dogs aren't going to shit on top of where they already shit.
Yeah, you can't shit on the shit. It doesn't make any sense.
Absolutely not. That's why they invented the toilet flusher.
Right.
Because then you could shit where you used to shit.
Right. Have you ever shit in an outhouse? No, because there's already shit in it. See? You can't shit on the shit.
Oh my God. Porta potties are the grossest thing ever.
They're fucking disgusting, man.
Have you ever seen a porta potty from Japan?
No.
So you climb in and you get up on a platform and you squat over. So you don't actually touch anything.
I mean, that's how Japanese toilets are.
But that's how, why don't we do that?
For the same reason we don't have bidets, because we're all fucking cavemen.
Oh, but that's so gay.
I don't care. I will take a water squirted right up my asshole.
Right.
I'd rather have a clean asshole than be a heterosexual.
Maybe the gays are onto something.
Yeah, they are. They know the number one erogenous zone is right in the asshole. It's common sense, Colin.
Yeah, every time I go out and have to use the restroom in public,
it's the worst.
I fucking hate it.
Yeah,
I'm gonna hold this till I get home.
Like I'm just going home. Whatever we're doing, fuck this concert. I don't
like.
I'm
really fucking tempted to install one at work.
Do it.
I'm like, I'll fucking pay for it.
Right. I mean, they're not that expensive.
No, they're not
the cheap ones.
Yeah, $40. Fucking nothing. $40 in a half hour of time.
Right.
Yeah.
Do it.
I fucking hate regular toilets.
They're the worst.
No bidet toilet bullshit. I would really like to experience one of the fancy ones that like heats and all that and blow dries your butt.
Whenever I remodel my bathroom, I might save up some money and sink it into a fucking fancy bidet toilet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool.
When I get around to the bathroom downstairs, part of doing my downstairs, I might put a nice toilet in there.
Nice. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. And then put a lock on the door.
So nobody but you can use it.
Everybody else, go use the shitty upstairs toilet. This is my personal toilet.
Yeah, but this one's still, it's not shitty because it's got a fucking bidet on it.
It does, but it won't have my.
No, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Just put get one of those in my basement toilet.
Yeah, and then lock that door. And then just put a
deadbolt on it.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, girls, can't use it.
Fuck no.
What?
This is the king's throne.
That's right.
That queens can't sit on the king's throne.
Right.
Ugh.
Oh, man. So hopefully. Yeah, that's a good idea.
You're welcome.
Totally doing that.
You're welcome. Glad to help.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it's a good thing we did this podcast this week just to give you that plan.
Yep.
Man, I went out to breakfast this morning.
Yeah, where'd you go?
This place called Home, the racist place called Homestyle Cafe.
They fucking closed that.
Fuck no.
Okay.
No, the one that closed was Leavenworth. The racist place that closed was Leavenworth.
No, I thought the that's the one by Mangelson's, right?
It's up on
84th.
No. It's like 88th and Maple.
Oh, I'm thinking of something different.
Yeah. You're thinking of Farmhouse.
That's right.
I don't know shit about Farmhouse.
88th and Maple. Was that where the fucking, it was like a Sizzler before or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about now.
Sizzler is a place called Homestyle Cafe.
Never been there.
They let the Proud Boys rent it out a few months back, like for an after hours meeting.
Oh.
And so then all the Reddit fucking SJWs were protesting. But the place's clientele is all redneck
old conservatives.
Like, not necessarily old, but yes. Like, you walk in there and you're like, oh.
People who would eat at Cracker Barrel, maybe.
Yes.
Okay.
But I mean, it's also, it's like $7.50 for a giant plate of biscuits and gravy.
Jesus.
So I love the place. It's delicious.
That's Farmhouse was kind of like that too.
Yeah.
I think that place did close.
So I think you're right. Yeah. So I mean, I recommend going to the place and supporting them because their food is delicious. Their fucking staff is friendly.
Farmhouse was actually owned by the same people that own Wheatfields.
Yeah. Yes. And
it was like half the price though, which right. was really weird.
It was also not as good of food as Wheatfields.
I mean, fine. But, you know, it wasn't half as good.
That's fair.
It was like three quarters at least.
That's fair.
Wheatfields is fucking expensive.
Yeah, it is.
But it is good fucking food.
Good fucking food.
I was talking to somebody about getting not breakfast foods at breakfast places because yeah. I made that mistake going to Bailey's.
Right. Don't ever do
that. A couple weeks ago. Fuck.
It's like people.
What a goddamn idiot. I went there and I'm talking it up. I'm like, I don't like breakfast food generally. I just, whatever. And I'm just like, oh, Doria, this place is good. We got to go there and fucking go there. And her and I both get lunch because it's lunchtime. We're just right. like, we don't want fucking breakfast. And I'm like, well, their lunch food, their sandwiches have to be great.
Right. Not as good.
It's not that they weren't as, like, they were fine.
Yeah.
But they were like.
They weren't magical like their fucking breakfast.
No.
That's fair.
And her daughter got French toast. Fuck. That was like one of the best French toasts I've ever tasted.
Yeah.
Like, well. We fucked up.
Yes, you did.
God damn it.
You're like...
Because it's also not cheap.
You're like people who used to go to fucking smoke pit and get fucking barbecue ham and then be surprised it wasn't good. Like, no, it's just a rib shop. You can only get ribs there. Why are you getting their ham? Their ham is literally just sliced deli ham from fucking Walmart that they slather barbecue sauce on. If you're not getting the ribs, don't go there, you fuck up.
Yeah, but you go there for... I mean, I never went there for the... ribs. I went there for the spaghetti.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that made any sense at all.
I mean, 100% the real reason I went there was for the fucking garlic hot dog buns.
I mean, yeah,
let's not
I
kid
guess.
Ourselves. Them garlic hot dog buns dipped in that sauce was...
Fuck, I wish they made that sauce still.
God, I wish they made that sauce still.
Yeah, I used to smash that place a lot.
Yeah.
It was like... So they kind of did the same. They had the same method. Theirs was more of a, we just sauce the fuck out of everything.
Yeah.
We don't do a lot with the meat.
Yeah.
That's kind of how that Jim's Rib Haven place is.
Right.
But Smoke Pit always, I don't think I ever went there and didn't have tender ribs.
Yeah.
They're always fucking well made, well
place
cooked.
Is good. So anyway, getting breakfast and I made a discovery, or at least I have a theory, a hypothesis. This kid walks in a Naruto shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't notice it was a Naruto shirt at first.
Mm-hmm.
I just saw the kid. I'm like, oh, that's a Juggalo. You know, long white.
Okay.
At least half white. He looked like a white kid, but he was there with a black gentleman. So he might have been a mixed race. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. He had long dreads is the point. Very goth look, wearing big old headphones. And I thought his Naruto shirt was an ICP shirt at first. Because I'm like, oh, that's a Juggalo. So now I have a theory that Naruto fans and Juggalos are the same thing.
Yeah.
They both exclusively just dress in their one little fandom.
Yeah.
They wear costumes like every Naruto person wears Naruto headbands like they're in the Naruto. Every ICP people wear makeup like they're in the ICP. They have their Naruto and Juggalo tattoos, and none of them bathe. So I'm convinced.
None of them bathe.
I'm convinced that Naruto fans and Juggalos are the same demographic.
But Naruto is like, I see a lot of like black kids.
Yeah.
Being like that are Naruto fans. It's strange.
So I think Naruto fans might be black Juggalos, I guess is what
okay,
I'm saying.
Okay, there you go. I think that's okay. Yeah. I can see that. Never watched an episode of it.
It looks terrible.
Know anything about it. I mean, it's an anime. It's
like I said.
It's whatever. It's probably fine.
I'm sure it's not. None of them are.
Speaking of animes, I bought the complete collection of Avatar The Last Airbender, so I can finally watch through that.
Nice.
I've been watching through a lot of stuff. Finally sat down and started watching Cowboy Bebop, like, front to end.
That's a good
show. I've seen episodes back here and there. It's pretty good.
I enjoy Cowboy Bebop.
It's no Trigun.
No.
But it's pretty good.
I'm excited for you to watch Avatar,
mm-hmm.
because it's fun that the best anime ever made is an American Nickelodeon cartoon.
Okay.
Avatar is very good.
Okay.
And I hate anime. You know this about me. And that one is as good as it gets.
All right.
I won't hype it up anymore for
you.
You just watch it and then we can discuss later.
Sure.
And then when you're done watching that, watch fucking Ninja Turtles, asshole.
I actually just got a Blu-ray collection of the original three movies plus
I have
that CG one.
Yeah.
Because I just have them on fucking DVD. So I'm like, I should probably upgrade.
Yes, sir.
Upgrade. I've been going through and replacing shit that I had on DVD and getting it on Blu-ray or Ultra UHD Blu-ray.
Right.
So that's been a thing.
Just in time for it to all be obsolete and be replaced with 8K formats in the next year.
8K's got a while to go still.
I mean, yeah, I know.
And it's one of those. I mean, honestly,
I watch everything on DVD now because my eyes are so bad that I can't tell the difference between 480 and 1080 anymore. It just doesn't matter to me.
That's fucking weird. You need new glasses?
No, these are brand new glasses. My eyes are torched. They're just done. Like,
get some LASIK, man.
Nah.
No?
Nah, I'm just going blind.
That sounds like dumb.
There's nothing I can do about it.
Yeah, there is.
Like, it's not like the light isn't bending properly. I'm just like, my eyes are covered with floaters now. I just can't see through my eyeballs anymore. Mm. They're just going away.
Are you getting cataracts? Is that what
I don't know. They just
get that looked at.
I just did. They're like, no, you're all fine in there.
Clearly not. You can't see anything.
Just you're just old. I'm just fine. My age starts with. You know how it goes. I have bad knees now, Colin.
I have perfect vision still.
I woke up the other day with bad knees. That's a real thing that happened.
I've had bad knees since I was 10, so...
I do now.
So many, many years ago, we were sledding on inner tubes down a friend's hill.
Yeah.
The street I lived on, all the yards had these fucking just super steep hills.
Yeah.
Big. Like, probably.
Colin's neighborhood is basically San Francisco. It's just fucking ridiculous hills, like in the opening of Monk.
Yeah, pretty much. Anyway, we're sledding down on this inner tube, and like it bounced weird at the end. I think somebody tried making a ramp down there or something.
Yeah.
And my knee just dislocated.
Nice.
So it's done that at random ever since.
Oh, that sucks.
My knees have cracked and snapped and popped ever since I was fucking young. I just cry. If I crouch down, it's...
See, mine doesn't
I could
do
probably do knee pop ASMR.
Yeah. Oh, no, please don't.
I should do that. Strap lavalier mics to my knees.
Goddamn, somebody would listen to it.
I don't understand.
No?
Trevor, I don't get ASMR. Like you the shit people do, and there's like thousands of people watching it.
Right.
I don't get it.
Amaranth makes millions of dollars licking
I hate
ASMR
her.
Ears.
I hate her. Like she bothers me.
Yeah.
Because
she does so little and she's the highest paid cam model on the internet.
And I don't think, like, she's not attractive. Like, she's hot.
Yeah.
But I don't find her attractive at all. I find her kind of repulsive.
Yeah.
I can't explain it. Like, I'd always see these fucking, like, Instagram. She'd pop up on Instagram. Like, there's something. Like, she looks like she has a film on her.
Well, she probably does.
Yeah, but it's like a film of, like, STDs. I mean, and I just, like, there's plenty of other cosplay girls that are just like, yeah. Like, you know, the bird one. I can't remember what her fucking name is.
I have no idea.
Ah, fuck. Anyway, there's a lot of really good looking ones out there, but she, and I think she's like the most popular.
She's far enough. She's got to be the high.
I don't get it.
She's been banned from Twitch five times since 2019.
Yeah.
They rewrite the Twitch rules every time they ban her so they can let her back on the platform.
It makes no sense.
She makes millions of dollars for them.
Then just fucking don't have the rules.
That's kind of like,
Jesus Christ. Why do they do this?
Like the last time, like earlier this year, she got banned for like, she would just get in hot tubs in a bikini, like in a thong.
I know. They set up like kiddie pools in their fucking bedrooms.
Well, they banned her for that, for being underdressed. And then they recreated an entire channel called Hot Tubs and Pools.
Jesus Christ.
Just so she, because as long as she's in an appropriate environment, she's allowed to dress like that. So they made a category of appropriate for thong bikini underwears.
My least favorite thing to do is watch thoughts play fucking video games.
Oh yeah, it's pointless. Like,
it's,
what are you doing?
Fucking mind numbing. Like, they don't do anything.
There's not a dick going into anything at any
point. Right.
Why are we bothering with this? Who wants to watch this?
No one.
Oh, you're bad at video games.
Fuck, it sucks.
I can be bad at video games.
Like, I fucking stopped even watching Twitch because that's 90% of it now.
You just got to find, like, the one guy who does a thing you enjoy.
Yeah, I had that, but then he just stopped doing it because he wasn't making enough money.
I'll start streaming again someday, okay?
No, it wasn't you.
Oh, fuck you.
This is Bagel411.
I don't know who
that is. Fucking love Bagel, dude. He's so goddamn. I think Chuck introduced me to that dude years ago. He wrote the fucking... He wrote a book. It's the Spider House Rules. And it's just about these fucking mummy spiders.
All right.
It's like 30 pages long. It's stupid, but it's fucking great.
All right.
The dude's a trip. Loved him. Also, he went through and played through like all the Shining Force games. And yeah, he did a lot of cool playthroughs.
I played a video game this week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I played Metroid Dread.
Yeah.
Game is perfect.
Yeah.
Game is fucking perfect.
Perfect, huh?
That's good. It's so good. If you like that Metroid style of games and you own a Nintendo Switch, I would recommend it.
I don't understand why I haven't played Bloodstained. I know you say, because it's $40, but
I'll play it eventually.
Oh, shit.
It's not going to be as good as Metroid because nothing's ever been as good as Metroid, but I will definitely be playing it soon.
You should. I think I picked my copy up for like 25 or 30.
Okay.
So you just have to look for sales.
Yeah. Ooh, I should see if that is on Xbox Game Pass, whatever the Xbox Game Pass thing is called.
Yeah, maybe.
Which I cannot recommend enough.
I know. You say this every time every week when we don't record.
I can't believe how good it is. Anyway, Metroid is perfect. It's a Metroid game. I don't know how to describe it. It's like a big maze. For people who don't play video games, it's literally just a maze, and then parts of the maze are closed off until you get certain abilities. So you're just going back and forth and back and forth through this maze until you've seen every inch of it and have all the abilities, and then you fight. The last boss in that game took me an hour. It's like a 5-minute fight.
Just learning patterns.
I died on it for an hour before I fucking got through it. But it's crazy because by the time you get through it, you barely take a hit.
Yeah.
Because you've been memorizing the pattern to the point where, like the first time you play it, you get fucking skull fucked in the first 30 seconds. And then the next time you play it, like, you don't get touched in that part and you get skull fucked in the next 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just do that until you figure out the whole fight. But it's real fucking good. Like, the controls are just so perfectly smooth and responsive that even after an hour of banging my head against that fight, I was never frustrated. Like, normally you play a game like that and you just like start throwing the controller and throwing a tantrum. But because I always was getting another 10 or 20 seconds into the fight progression, and I always felt like when I died, it's because I fucked up on a dodge or a fucking counter or on a whatever. Like, I never felt like the game was being unfair. I was just like, oh, I just need to do this differently or better.
Yeah.
And so I never got frustrated playing that game, which is wild.
Cool. I've just been playing that West of Loathing game.
Okay.
That's a lot of fucking fun, man. I think you should...
Isn't that like basically phone games?
No. It's a full-on fucking... It's a turn-based RPG.
Is it?
Yes.
All right.
I think you would fucking enjoy it. I really do.
It sounds silly.
And it's cheap. It's super fucking silly.
I don't know.
But the writing is really clever.
Is it? I don't care.
There's like... So like there's this fucking... there's this house you go into. It's a big haunted mansion.
Yeah.
That Mr. and Mrs. Gunn own.
Okay.
And Mr. and Mrs. Gunn invented the revolver.
All right.
And you're going in there, and Mrs. Gunn wants you to get rid of all the ghosts. There's all these ghosts haunting her property. And I can go in there, and there's like this board with like random letters on it, and you can interact with it, and all of a sudden you change it to the... arrange it to just say boo, and you scare the shit out of yourself. Like, why would I write that? it's fucking great, dude.
All right.
And I think you might enjoy it because, like, you actually have to kind of, you have to pay attention because there's a lot of quests and shit.
All right.
Like, you don't have a quest journal.
Oh.
Yeah. Or if you do, I don't know where the fuck it is in the menu.
I might be too old for that.
You just write notes down.
Yeah, but.
Yeah. I've had to cheat a few times. I've had to look it up.
I won't look things up in games. I'll quit playing.
Oh, my God.
I won't cheat. Otherwise, why am I playing? If I can't figure it out, I didn't play the game, so why bother?
You should play it, because I think it was like $5.
All right.
It's fucking cheap on the Switch store. It's fucking awesome.
Is it on PC?
Probably.
Maybe I'll play through a chunk of it on Extra Life.
Yeah. It's funny as hell, dude. I think you'd really like it.
Should get Xbox Live Game Pass for PC.
I don't play games on PC ever at all, ever.
And then play things with me on Extra Life.
Okay, I'll try to figure this out.
It's $1 a month.
When is Extra Life?
It's November 6th and 7th.
Okay, let me figure things out.
bit.ly/FrostyEL. Go fucking donate to my campaign and come watch me stream video games from noon to midnight on November 6th and 7th. That's Saturday and Sunday.
Ever since I stopped owning a desk, I don't touch my PC.
Yeah, that's dumb. You're dumb. You know what's funny is since I got the Switch, I play way fewer most of my video gaming is just Nintendo first party games anymore.
Which is fine. Because they're always good.
Because they're perfect. All of them.
I don't know about perfect, but they're always good.
Yeah.
They're always very polished.
Yes. Yeah, you don't have to wait for three patches before they're playable. Metroid is brand new. It got announced 6 months ago. Came out last week. And I'm sure there's bugs in it somewhere, but I didn't see any. It didn't lock up. Didn't do anything funny. It played like fucking butter. Remember when you used to buy video games in the 90s and they were just video games? They were just done and ready to be played?
Mm-hmm.
It was like that. It was awesome. They were
perfect.
It was awesome.
Yeah. They were done and ready to play. Were they?
I mean,
were they really?
Mostly.
there's
bad games.
I mean, you look back at the 80s, late 80s, early 90s. If it wasn't a first-party Nintendo game, it was dog shit. Most of the time.
I don't know. I'd have to actually, like, the Final Fantasies were all pretty good.
Yeah, they're decent, but, like, fuck, dude, think of most of, like, the platformers, the action games. Like, there's so many bad ones out there.
I mean, there was lots of shovelware.
You had, like, I think Capcom generally made good games.
They did.
Konami, not as much.
Depending.
Konami games were fucking exercises in futility, generally. Goddamn.
I mean...
The difficulty curve of infinite.
Yes, but also Contra is one of the best playing, as hard as Contra gets.
I mean, maybe.
It plays smooth. If you're dying in Contra, it's because you fucked up.
Yeah.
It's not because the game was broken.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it's because the game is broken.
It's not. There's not a fucking flaw in Contra. The flaw in Contra is that your fucking big old clumsy fucking hands can't use a controller.
Well, I mean, look at the size of them. They're tiny. Yeah. Tiny little controllers. That's funny.
So good.
Little people.
Kind of want to play Contra now. Kind of want to play Super C.
Fuck, that game is stupid.
Yeah, I never got out of like the second.
Nobody did.
I've beaten the original Contra.
Nobody got out of the second. I fucking, when I got the Super Nintendo Mini, I tried playing that. I'm like, this is fucking.
That was dumb.
Brutal. Jesus.
Yeah.
I don't, that's not even fun to me. That's the thing. That shit's not fun to me.
Yeah.
I
love the first Contra. Super C and Contra 3 are not good.
I want fucking my games to be enjoyable.
That's fair. You should play Metroid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe I'll let you borrow it when the other person I promised to let borrow it is done with it.
I'll just fucking buy it. It's whatever.
It's a full price game.
Yeah, I know. I'll find it eventually.
Okay.
Because it's not a first party game, so it'll eventually kind of drop in price. It's. I thought it was. Is it Nintendo?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Nintendo has four franchises. One of them is Metroid.
Okay. Well, never mind.
Mario, Zelda, Metroid.
Never mind then. It'll never drop in price because Nintendo games never drop in price.
So I'll let you borrow it.
It's fucking obnoxious.
I told Ben he could borrow it, and then when he's done with it, you can borrow it.
Yeah.
It's only 10 hours.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's a Metroid game. They're usually not that long.
Yeah.
I mean, it took me 10 hours. It'll probably take you a bit more because it's very hard, and I'm very good at Metroid games.
I mean, I play a lot of that style of game, not Metroid, but...
Yeah, but I'm good at them.
I'm not.
No, you're not. I'm glad you admitted it.
You've never seen me play them.
I mean, I just heard you say you're not. I mean, you said the words.
Oh, shit. Well, fuck, I guess.
I went to the drive-in last night, Colin.
Yeah.
Went and saw a couple movies at the drive-in. Yeah. You need to come to the drive-in sometime. It's a very good time.
That'd be fun. That's going to be a hard sell for Doria, though.
Yeah.
Because she likes to go to bed at 9.
Well,
fucking grandma over there.
Tell her it sucks to suck. We won't bring her. You can come to the drive-in with me and we'll make out.
Okay. I haven't been to the drive-in in, 20 plus years, 25 years.
There hasn't been a drive-in in 20 years.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Honestly, last movie I remember going to see was probably Batman Forever.
Jesus Christ.
So that was shit.
It's a while ago.
Yeah, 90, 94-ish.
We went and saw, nice, Jesus Christ, 96, I believe, was
okay.
Forever.
Okay, so 25 years.
Yeah. We went and saw, it's Halloween themed for October, so we went and saw the new Halloween movie, Halloween Kills.
Yeah.
And the second movie was the 2021 Candyman.
Oh, yeah.
Reboot slash, it's kind of a soft reboot, I guess you'd call it. Like, it's technically still in canon with the old movies, but kind of starting its own thing. So it's both a sequel and a remake.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. So Halloween Kills was just a sequel to the Halloween that came out a couple years ago.
Okay.
Pretty much picks up right where that one left off. Brings back a bunch of characters from the first movie. Anthony Michael Hall plays Tommy Doyle as an old man. Laurie Strode's in it for a few minutes.
Okay.
Michael Myers murders a bunch of people. It's a fucking Halloween movie.
Right.
Nothing happens. Michael Myers kills a bunch of people. In the end, they fail to kill Michael Myers and he kills a bunch more people. Then the credits roll. It's a Halloween movie. And it's exactly like the previous 15 Halloween movies.
Right.
It's perfect. I loved it. If you like slasher flicks, it's the ultimate slasher flick.
Okay.
Candyman was way more interesting. I don't know if you've ever seen the original Candyman.
No, I am familiar, but I never watched it. I don't do horror movies much, so.
As far as he's definitely the most prominent black slasher.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Black people never stop talking about it. They're very proud of Candyman.
They should be. It's one of it's top tier fucking slasher film.
Okay.
It's on par with Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Friday the 13th, and Nightmare on Elm Street.
Okay.
Candyman is marvelous. Takes place in a real world location, the original. Takes place in this real world location called Cabrini Green.
Mm-hmm.
It is like the most deadly project in the United States. Like, just murder rates through the fucking roof.
Yeah.
It was like the poorest of the poor in Chicago, locked into this one fucking really tall project apartment building and then basically abandoned.
Mm-hmm.
And like, good, sorted out. And so they sorted each other out.
Mm-hmm.
Because the police wouldn't go there. nobody would go. Nobody would. Everybody's like, fuck you. We're not.
Right.
We created a problem. We're not going to deal with it. We're just going to shovel more problem on top of it.
What?
So that's kind of what Candyman is about, is like. The original even was like about the brutality of being black in America. And then this serial killer is kind of the manifestation of that.
Okay.
And you say his name five times in a mirror and he comes out of the mirror and kills you or fucks with your life in some way. So this one really fucking delves into the themes of like, because in the original one, there was just a guy who was Candyman and he was a slave or something. 1800s, he was lynched and fucking burned alive and sicked on bees and they chopped his hand off and blah, 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 blah. So in the new one, they reference that original movie and like part of it is like the events ties into the events from that movie. But then it also ties into like all these other lynchings and killings and police murders that have happened in or around where Cabrini Green is. And the idea of it is that Candyman is not just a single person. He's a mythology of black suffering manifest into this killing supernatural murderer.
Okay.
And it's just fucking really well done. Written by Jordan Peele, who some of his work is good, some of it doesn't always land, but I really felt this one landed. You know, maybe a little heavy-handed with it, like, you know, obviously in this year of our Lord 20 and 21, it's going to end with police killing an innocent man. It kind of begins and ends with the police just rolling up and lynching a motherfucker.
Sure.
But it makes perfect sense in context, especially in that neighborhood in fucking Chicago.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's really good. And fucking gory as shit. The Candyman scenes are all great. Like, you know, motherfucker standing there looking in a mirror and suddenly he's just kind of peeking around a corner behind them in a mirror, but not in the real world. Lots of good mirror effects.
Dude kind of looks the same.
As Tony Todd?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I that's one thing I did notice.
There's a couple of new Candymans because of their whole idea of like, it wasn't just this one guy, but a series of people murdered in similar circumstances.
Yeah.
Which ends up being kind of the theme of the movie. Pretty well done. Nice. Would recommend.
Okay.
Especially if you have any affinity for the original. You don't have to see it because they sum up all the previous events throughout the story. So if you just watch this one by itself, it's perfectly standalone. But if you've watched the other ones, you're like, oh yeah, that's from that movie.
Oh, okay.
So yeah,
I might check it out.
Good movies.
Might check it out.
And I love the drive-in. Can't recommend it enough.
Yeah.
Bought these blanket shirts cause it was freezing.
Mm-hmm.
They're literally just pullover hoodies.
Yeah.
That are fucking fleece lined blankets. Christ, oh my goodness. Bro, it was freezing last night and I didn't feel the cold at all in this thing.
Ah, fuck.
It was.
How much have you invested into your drive-in movie theater experience?
Enough. I would say enough.
Not enough because you need fucking better audio.
I do need better audio. So almost enough. As soon as I get a good, I need a JVC Kaboom box.
Dude, I saw one of those recently.
Oh, man.
Next time I see something like that, do you have like a power inverter for your car?
No, I just fill it with D cell batteries.
Fuck that shit, dude. Just get a power inverter and long fucking 12 volt plug in. Just
all right,
plug the thing in.
Kind of the whole point I was going for was not having to run my car the whole time, though.
I don't think you should have to run your car with that.
I don't know how it works. I don't know how often you got to start your car to not kill your battery while running radio off of it.
I mean. I wonder if you can get this. Maybe I'll try to find you a nice, like, portable Bluetooth speaker or something.
Yeah. Just something that sounds. Because I bought this, like, little $30 boombox because
yeah.
Target and Walmart each have one boombox these days.
Yeah. And they're fucking, like, made by Ion and they're dog shit.
It's crap.
Yeah, yeah. They're terrible.
Like, the antenna wouldn't. So they broadcast an FM signal for the movie audio out there.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't pick it up from the parking lot.
Well, yeah.
So I cut it open, like I unscrewed it and took it apart and drilled a hole in the back and just took like 5 or 6 feet of speaker wire and wrapped it around the internal antenna and strung it out the back Now it picks it up great.
Yeah.
I made a homemade antenna, and that helps, but it still sounds like shit.
Does your phone have an FM tuner on it?
It does not. I have the only phone in the world that doesn't do half the things every other Galaxy around it does. Like, it doesn't have an FM tuner. It doesn't have the fucking AR abilities. It doesn't do a shit ton of shit.
That's perfect.
Yeah, it was annoying as fuck, all the things it doesn't do.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll, I'd be down to do that sometime, though.
All right.
I'll bring my little Bluetooth Bowers & Wilkins speaker. And fucking you'll be like, I don't know if you want to spend that much on one of those, though.
How much are they?
They're like $250.
No, I don't.
They fucking sound awesome, though.
I'm sure they do, but that's...
I did not pay that much for it. No. I got it with a broken battery and fixed all of it, replaced all that.
Sure.
Yeah, I've just, I haven't gone anywhere to watch a movie. Doria and I went to go see, I think we talked about that. We saw Free Guy.
Yep.
Yeah, I did talk about that on the show.
So you've done nothing in 3 weeks.
Not really.
Why are we recording?
Came over here.
I was like, Colin, I came over here and
watched a Husker game.
Ugh.
And, it turns out those guys play exactly almost to the level of their competition.
They play one score below whoever they're playing.
Yeah. It's
every week.
Staggering.
Yeah.
It's impressive at this point. Like, yeah. It's a skill to be that almost good. Because, like, they're beating the top teams in the country, or they're almost beating the top teams in the country.
Yeah.
And then their field goal kicker can hit field goals from 50 yards, but not from 15.
Yeah.
It's...
I didn't even watch yesterday.
It hurt my head.
I'm done.
Goddamn.
I'm done until next year. I'll give them another try sometime next year.
Fuck.
I'm glad I watched the one game they played well in, though.
They've done that every game. That's the problem.
No, I mean the one game where they played...
before that? Where they beat the shit out of Northwestern
It was like, this is like watching the 90s Cornhuskers. Yeah. This is fun. Where they ran the option.
Hey, you know what happened? They ran the option twice yesterday. You know what happened when they ran the option twice?
They scored.
They gained lots and lots of yards, and then they stopped doing it.
What?
I don't know.
That was the problem 2 weeks ago as well. Like, just, they didn't run the ball for the first half, and they didn't score for the first half. They ran the ball a whole lot in the second half, and they scored a whole lot in the second half.
Like, right.
I see a fucking pattern here, dum-dums.
I don't get it. Fucking terrible.
What do I know? I casually watch Nebraska football once a year. Wow, it's not like I'm an expert who knows more than fucking the coach somehow.
I think it's like, I want to flash and dazzle everyone.
Stop doing
with
it.
With my wondrous knowledge of offense.
Which is weird because when he was the quarterback, all he did was...
Run the option.
Or run right up the gut because he was a fucking horse. He was a living tank.
Yeah, he was kind of a living tank, wasn't he?
Yeah. I used to... Man, watching Scott Frost, like, block...
Oh, my God. It's fucking beautiful.
...option was like, Jesus Christ, the quarterback's supposed to cower like a little girl, and he's...
No, he's just fucking...
...knocking linemen on their asses.
Leveling people. It was so great. I got a buddy who sent me... He does, like... he restores fucking, like, jukeboxes and old arcade games.
Yeah.
Like, he just found a Discs of Tron game...
Like actual arcade machines?
Yes.
Does he commission?
No, because he's had problems with people not paying. He does it for himself.
Commission for a friend if you guaranteed I would pay him?
Maybe. Why? What do you got?
My dad's Gravatar machine, the monitor's been out on it for years and years, and I would love to get it fixed for him.
I can ask him.
Okay.
I can ask, or at least if he knows... Yeah, I'll shoot him a message. Yeah, the Discs of Tron game is fucking gargantuan. I'll show you real quick.
That one. Yeah, I remember that. It's like a sit-down cabinet. It looks kind of like an afterburner, but you actually stand in it.
Yeah. He'll just send me fucking pictures of shit. I'm like, where do you fucking find this? He lives on a fucking farm in Iowa, and he's a truck driver, and he just fucking...
Does he flip them?
I think sometimes... I think most of the time, though, he's just got
a garage full of old
arcade and like
and he knows how to work on this shit. It's crazy.
Does he want to just let us come over and play all of his arcade?
I should ask him that.
You should ask him that.
But anyway, he just sent me some messages, just unrelated to that. He sent me some messages talking about somebody had a gross friend request from someone he doesn't know. And anyway, somebody's just asking him, I started a WhatsApp group to have sex. There are many single girls who need great sex. Nice. You can participate without spending money.
Oh,
you can love a girl like you hear.
What?
Are you looking for a partner? Are you interested? Join group and fit date.
Are there Bobs and Vagine?
Well, the thing is, so like the picture they have on the profile is... It's some British gal that does yoga that I follow on fucking Instagram.
Oh.
And I'm like, well, that's fake. He's like, oh, cool. I'll report it. Facebook came back. We didn't move Hannah's profile. We decided that there's nothing wrong with this profile, even though the person's fucking clearly...
A fake person stealing other people's content.
Yeah.
Staggering. Goddamn. Good job, Facebook.
But don't say words that start with R... Or L or F.
Well, what happened is that particular user is paying a shit ton of money.
Yeah, to advertise.
To advertise.
It's
we don't see anything wrong with
mind-bending.
This clearly fucking scam bot.
Yeah.
Paying us hundreds and hundreds and probably thousands of dollars
what
to force feed its content down your throat.
Yeah. To and probably sex traffic.
Yeah.
On the back end.
Well, that part I support.
Good job, idiots. Fuck. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Facebook is trash. It None is of us trash. Should be on it.
I fucking...
But we all are.
Yeah, we are. I do find I'm using it less and less.
Yeah.
I check it, but like I don't post much anymore. Right. I don't fucking respond to many people. Like I get on there and dick around with like the stereo groups, and that's getting close to being it now. Because I just can't.
I think I think the main reason I keep it anymore is so I can promo Extra Life on there and you know get.
Well, it's a nice way. It's like have everybody I know on there.
Yeah.
To like message and shit. I guess I could just delete the fucking app. And leave Messenger.
Yep.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking terrible.
What are you going to do?
Especially over the last 2 years. And the fucking now everybody's completely retarded.
Especially,
and they were partly
especially
then.
Abled, please.
They're fucking retarded.
Especially abled.
Arted.
There we go.
I don't think I can another... I don't think I can take another argument about coronavirus or vaccines. Either way.
Yeah.
They're awful.
I kind of wish I could unvaccinate myself out of spite sometimes.
Yeah. Or revaccinate yourself. Oh, yeah. I guess you could always revaccinate yourself.
Just go get all more vaccinations.
That's,
but I also kind of want none.
I kind of don't understand it, Trevor.
I kind of want to take all my vaccines out, but wear a mask everywhere I go.
I mean, you could do that. That's I know people who do that.
I can't take my vaccines out.
I know. I keep hearing people. It's the thing that fucking gets to me. So like a bunch of studies came out and they're like, if you've already had COVID, your protection against the Delta variant is like much like 27 times higher.
Yeah.
Than having gotten the vaccine.
Yes.
But they're still like, oh, you got to get the... Even if you had it, you got to get it.
Yeah,
you got to get...
Yeah, I know.
But why?
Because
Well, not everybody's the same. Not everybody gets all those antibodies. Okay, yeah. Well...
Yeah, some people don't get them from the vaccine either, turns out.
Also, turns out some people get other fucked up shit from the vaccine.
Yeah.
Like,
look at me. I got this face from it.
You already had that, buddy. I'm sorry to tell you.
No, I was going to sue Moderna for giving me this face.
You can't sue them, Trevor.
Oh, God damn it.
You can't sue any of them. They can lace your veins with fucking acid and arsenic.
Oh, can they do that?
And you can't do shit. They're not going to.
How do I get that one?
Because they want you to still be alive so you can spend more money on stupid vaccines.
What if I give them all my money? Then will they just pump me full of the acid and arsenic masks vaccine? That's the one I want.
I don't know, man. I just don't get it.
Give me that one so I can get away from this fucking debate.
Ugh. Everybody's stupid.
We need a better plague. We need a real plague.
A better plague?
This plague didn't work out at all. We need a good plague.
Yeah.
We need one that actually works. We need an actual plague.
So like a real Black Death?
Yeah, get on it, China. This one was lazy. This was typical Chinese half-ass bullshit. Didn't even do what it was supposed to do. Give us a real disease, China. I want to read some emails.
Yeah, go for it.
First one is from our buddy and world famous author,
mm-hmm.
M. Warren Askins. Go buy his books. Ogre Battle 2021, Get on the Truckee is the name of the thing. He says, well, 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 my greasy little ding-dongs.
God damn it.
It appears that the time has come for Ogre Battle 2021, and our sweet little Trevor seems a wee bit shy. I'm not big into the tactics games, man. I tried. I played a whole lot of The Shining Force 2.
That's the one we got to do. Yeah,
and I just kind of get halfway through, and I'm like, all right, I get it. I don't want to do another one of these battles, let alone another fucking 20 hours of these battles.
Oh, man, they're so good.
It's just not for me.
Yeah, I get it.
I mean, it's a testament to how good Shining Force 2 is that I played hours and hours, like 15 or 20 hours of it or whatever I played of it.
Great game.
Because I didn't enjoy that style of combat at all.
Yeah.
He claims that he will only be playing for 10 minutes, then he will be shutting her off. That means he would only be partway through the opening cinematics displayed in sweeping, glorious, crystal clear 64 bits. Yeah, that sounds right. That's where I would check out. For shame. For fucking shame. Perhaps I could come up with a means to keep your delicious little booty firmly planted on your race car trundle bed.
I wish.
Do you know how much I would like to have a race car, king-sized race car bed?
I mean, you're an adult. You can make it happen.
What I really want is a king-sized bunk bed. I want a bunk bed. It wouldn't fit in my house.
Why? You have a king-sized bed right now, don't you?
I have a ceiling fan.
Get rid of the ceiling fan.
No.
Yeah.
Also, like, my bed is as high as it can go already without just cutting
my head off. Why do you want a bunk bed, I guess? Oh, you want the bunk bed up.
Yeah.
And you want something else underneath, like a desk or something?
Yes.
Okay, I got you. That's not a bunk bed anymore. Well, that is a trundle bed.
Well, that's what I want. I want the bed up high and then like my dresser underneath or a couch under. I want a living room underneath my bed.
That's what Sophia has.
Yeah.
We got her. That's awesome.
Man, what a lucky kid. All I ever had on the lower bunk of my bunk bed was a brother. Little motherfucker. What was he doing down there? Get out.
Yeah.
I need all this space.
What a jerk.
You
just need a bigger room, is what it is.
Activities. Oh, man. Me and my little brother had a huge fucking bedroom when I was a kid. No, I mean
here for your adult king-size trundle bed.
Well, I need to, like, lower the floor.
I don't think that I would want one of those because...
You'd roll out of bed?
No, you could put rails on it, but fucking getting out of bed at night to go piss, that would suck.
Well, you have a pee bottle up there like you work at an Amazon factory.
I hear fucking what's the way of the road, bubs.
Yeah.
Way of the road.
Just, you know. Look, sometimes sacrifices have to be made to live your dreams, Colin.
Sure.
I see that Extra Life is popping up again this November, so what if we make a little deal for the kids? Oh, we can't say for the kids anymore. Some fucking pedophile state copyrighted for the kids.
What?
That's not a joke. Pedophile Penn State Medical Hospital or the University Hospital for Penn State, like they have a children's hospital that their slogan is for the kids. You know, Penn State's slogan is for the kids. Let that sink in. And they sued. Perfect. They sued a fucking children's cancer charity for using it. So not only do they molest children, they also molest children's charities. So fuck Penn State. If you're Justin, fuck you for supporting them. For every dollar I donate, you got to play 1 minute of Ogre Battle 64 added atop your previously claimed 10 minutes. I won't even start the clock until the opening cinematic is over. How does that sound? You don't got to play it on the live stream or anything unless you want to. Unless you want to actually cure cancer of the child. Well, shit, now I got to do this, don't I? Yeah, I'll play some Ogre Battle 64 on my live stream. But hey, that's your call. A sexy, sexy call. So what you say? For clarification, that was a good stutter. Let's say I donate $20. That means 20 minutes plus 10 minutes equals 30 minutes of delightful playtime in the glorious kingdom of Palutinus. Pretty simple, huh, chaps? Yeah, done. I'll do it. This motherfucker's gonna suddenly, like, apparently, like, maybe he's, like, actually secretly just, like, a millionaire off of these books. And I'm gonna end up just playing 24 hours of fucking Ogre Battle. I'm gonna hate my life. Yeah, no, I'll do that. That sounds fun. I won't, I won't even count the fucking however long the opening cinematic is, because apparently it's greater than 10 minutes.
Wait, so how long do you gotta play?
A dollar a minute plus the 10 minutes I've already promised. So I gotta play for 10 minutes base, and then a dollar a minute. You know, it's like you watched Chatterbait Models. You know, they have the little fucking, they're gonna give head to the fucking dildo for a dollar a minute, or a token, every token to keep the clock going, and then just keep fucking, and then you just keep ting, 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 ting,
I don't understand why that's a thing that people participate in.
You know, retarded. I don't spend money on it, but it doesn't stop me from watching it. I don't know.
It's weird.
You got to mute it because that ting, 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 ting noise is fucking drive you goddamn crazy. You're sitting there trying to jerk off and it's just ching, 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 ching. Like, fuck, how can I jerk off to this fucking bell ringing constantly? Like, I'm at a fucking hotel trying to jerk off and somebody really needs me up at the front desk. I don't like it. Turn that off.
Okay. So
anyway, I'm going to play for tips, apparently a dollar a minute to play Ogre Battle 64. Yeah, I'm in on that. I'll have to find out how to obtain it legally.
So if you play it for 12 hours.
I mean,
it's a lot of money. It's a lot of money.
No, I think he pays in advance. Okay. I think it works exactly like the blowjob tipping.
Okay.
Where you tip and then you get it. Not you just do it and then expect the tips.
Okay.
Yeah, otherwise, yeah, I'd be like, yep, 24 hours of Ogre Battle. You're in for $1 billion. I don't know what the math is. We'll be the number one guy on fucking Extra Life this year.
Yeah, that'd be a lot.
That'd be $60 an hour.
Yeah. It's a lot.
Hold on, let me get my math and fingers out. I fucking can't do math. I can't do basic mathematics.
It would be $1,440.
How did you do that?
Nope. 60 times 10 is 600 plus 120.
Oh, that's that common
720.
Core. 720. You just do everything in tens because it's common core.
That is not common core. That's... Apparently, you've never looked at common core because it's nothing like that.
Why would I ever look at school?
Well,
why would I ever look at math? I graduated 23 years ago.
I guess that's...
I haven't used math since.
Sure. I guess that's a thing.
Connor writes in to, the email address is theloudneighbors@outlook.com. If you want to write in to us, like our friend Maddie Askins and our other friend Connor McCarthy, who writes a nice, concise email with no GIFs, no images of any kind.
Is he sick?
Two reasonable paragraphs.
Is he ill?
I don't know. Hold on. You know what else isn't in this?
What?
Anything about 3D printers?
Or Nerf guns?
Or Nerf guns, it sounds like.
What the fuck?
Let's see what he says. What I'd pay extra for. I'm getting all these plugs for what people would bribe me to play Extra Life for, so I'm into it. To contribute to last week's, 3 weeks ago's email conversation, I typically pay extra for tools. Oh, maybe it's about something else.
Oh, yeah.
Is this a Mimsy or a Ben question?
If I don't, what happens is the cheap version doesn't work out that good or breaks, and I end up buying the one I didn't want to pay 20 to 30% more for anyways.
Yep.
Yeah, always. Always pay extra for the thing.
Yeah, there's exceptions to it.
Yeah.
So, like, I need this specific tool one time.
Right.
You go to Harbor Freight and fucking buy it because it's dirt cheap.
But if you're going
to
buy a
socket... It's only going to work three times, but you only need it once, so who gives a fuck?
But if you're going to buy a socket set, you buy Craftsman, damn it.
No, you don't buy Craftsman anymore. Craftsman's fucking hot garbage now.
You buy whoever's good now.
Not Craftsman.
I haven't bought a tool set in 10 years because I bought a Craftsman when they were still good.
Yeah, well, it's all made in China now.
I mean, everything's made in China.
No, you can get plenty of American-made tools.
Like diseases, those are all made in China now.
Yeah,
and they're also not very good at making those because look at how many of us died. Not enough! So might as well cut out the middleman and pay a little extra now to not replace it later. You're absolutely right. I agree with you completely.
Yeah, Connor had me recommend a soldering iron for him, so I did, and he bought it. Now he's going to autism about it.
Great.
So,
recommend him something I'm interested in to talk about.
He's going to come in and talk about soldering for 45 minutes.
If he's going to write in about things, just like recommend him like to get really into Warhammer 40,000 lore. And
I don't want to hear about that, Trevor.
Well, I'll listen to you ramble on about fucking the God Emperor of Man.
Oh my God, it's so terrible.
And the fucking nefarious dealings of the Inquisition all day long.
I don't like that. The only way I can learn about it is by spending a minimum of $200.
You just go on YouTube and learn all about the lore. I mean, if you want to play the game, I can just let you borrow a rule book.
I don't want to.
There you go.
I've seen the rule books.
Yeah.
It's
involved.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's an involved game.
Fucking nerds.
Yes.
God.
But I don't do math.
No, you got all the dice. That does all the math for you, right?
It's true. No. No.
Oh.
Because everything is pluses or minuses on top of those fucking dice. Ugh. Half the game is, all right, I got plus this for this, minus this for this. You got plus this for this and minus this for that. And that totals up to this, so I need this roll.
Yeah, it all looks very uninteresting.
Yeah. Fortunately, when you play orcs, it's always just you need sixes to hit no matter what. So you can ignore most of that math. That's all I got. You got anything else?
No.
All right.
I'm good.
Sweet. This has been the Loud Neighbors Podcast. Facebook.com/loudneighbors. Loudneighbors.com. Email us at theloudneighbors@outlook.com. You got anything else?
What's our time code right now?
57 minutes and 27 seconds. Look at
that. It's like we're professionals. We stretch that shit out to almost an hour every time, and we got no fucking content.
Yeah.
We didn't say anything this episode.
I talked really, really eloquently about how great fucking the new Candyman movie was. I don't know, just because you were like on your phone or doing whatever you were doing while I was talking about it. I listened to you
talk about that, Candyman.
It's good. It's good. It's a good movie, Colin.
I listened to you the whole time.
All right, good.